You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, so listen to this. I do not have baldness in my family, but I have many people close to me who happen to be bald. And scientists may have accidentally found a way to reverse hair loss without drugs. New research suggests the cure to male pattern baldness.
Classic horseshoe pattern.
Might be sugar. Some nice little seedlings here. The team stimulated testosterone-based balding in mice and then treated the mice with sugar, which stimulated blood vessel formation and ultimately caused hair regrowth.
Are we talking like sugar in our diet, or are we rubbing sugar on our heads?
Do not go home and rub sugar on your head, but if you do, please send a video.
Okay.
Researchers say the sugar treatment in mice was just as effective as minoxidil, the active ingredient in Rogaine. And the sugar is called, Sam, look this up, deoxyribose sugar.
Common spelling.
D-E-O-X-Y-R-I-B-O-S-E sugar. What is that?
Deoxyribose sugar is a 5-carbon sugar, specifically a pentose, which would be 5-carbon sugar.
Well, what is it? It's diabolical sugar.
It forms the backbone of DNA.
Hereditary pattern baldness affects roughly 40% of people. And no, it is not exclusive to men. We all know women who've battled hair loss, right?
It alternates between phosphate groups and nitrogen bases.
Doesn't help me. While the average person loses about 100 hairs per day, listen to this. The average person loses 100 hairs a day. Individuals suffering from hereditary pattern baldness lose even more, sometimes entire chunks at a time, and that can begin in your 20s, 30s, or after menopause in women. Perhaps most shockingly, the idea that the baldness gene comes from the mother's side is actually false. I have always been told baldness passes down from the mom's side of the tree.
I have too.
Nope. Hereditary pattern baldness is dependent on genetic factors from both parents.
Oh, I'm doomed.
So it is one specific type of sugar, that D word sugar. Our bodies
deoxyribose.
Naturally produce that substance, and it does play a key role in DNA stability and replication.
So I found what foods you can consume to get deoxyribose.
Thank you. What is it?
All foods derived from any living organism, a.k.a.
cows.
All food.
Well, Triscuits are not derived from a living organism.
Well, they were at one point.
Male pattern baldness is such a common condition affecting men all over the world, but the moment there are only two FDA-licensed drugs to treat it, there's still only two drugs. Can you believe that? Our research suggests that the answer to treating hair loss might be as simple as using a naturally occurring sugar to boost the blood supply to the hair follicles to encourage hair growth. Interestingly, as with most studies, This 8-year-long study did not start as an attempt to cure hair loss. The team was originally studying mice to understand if and how sugar could help heal wounds by encouraging new blood vessels to form.
Now, this is not saying to go home and just start pounding sugary foods.
No,
this is
that
not
is
your
not
table
what we're
sugar.
Saying.
This is not granulated sugar. This is
naturally occurring sugar. But this is funny, Sam. They were trying to study mice and wounds. And so one can imagine they shaved the hair off the mice, right?
Yeah.
Let's get rid of the hair. Do some wound treatment. Let's see if sugar helps. And then accidentally, the hair started to grow back.
Hmm.
Oh my God, I love science. The naturally occurring sugar, by the way, according to the author of the paper, is inexpensive and stable.
I've also always heard that zinc will help with hair growth.
It is deliverable in several forms, quote, making it an attractive candidate for further research. All right, speaking of sugar, we teased this story earlier. Here it is. How much would you pay for a piece of cake from Queen Elizabeth's wedding?
Is it Queen Elizabeth's wedding?
Yeah, Elizabeth and Prince Philip.
Oh, okay.
The wedding cake was from 1947. It has been sold after being hidden in a drawer for decades, and the new owner, quote, intends to eat it.
How did they keep the mice and the bugs away from it?
The 78-year-old slither of alcohol-laced fruitcake.
There we go. Okay.
Was one of 2,000 from the 1947 wedding and has been languishing in a drawer ever since.
They were down in boozy cake at a
yep.
prominent wedding in 1947?
Yep. At the reception at the Buckingham Palace.
Mm.
Measuring 4 inches by 3 inches, the piece of cake was never eaten and instead passed down to a chief petty officer's son. You want to guess what some ding-a-ling paid for this?
Let's see. $150,000.
Yeah, it's crazy. I think I read $80,000 in British money, in pounds.
Ridiculous.
So what is that? I mean, it's a lot of money. The 64-year-old who bid on it also owns a piece of Charles and Diana's wedding cake and says he will have the cake flambéed in rum before he consumes it.
Flambéed. 80,000 pounds is just under $110,000.
My God.
This person is crazy.
No, people are interested in the British family and all things British.
As Scott always says, a fool and their money
are easily parted.
That is the dumbest way to spend $100,000.
Yeah. It's because of the crown. People started watching the crown and they can't get enough of the royal family.
Well, now, but the guy who bought the cake is from the UK, right? So he has a better tie to the family. It's not like Billy Bob from Louisiana bought the cake.
I don't think most people have any tie whatsoever to the British family. Just because, like, I've actually asked my British friends, have you ever seen the Queen? And they're like, no. Like, maybe once the motorcade was driving by.
It's like asking you,
have you ever seen the president? Well, like, once when he gave a speech at the VFW here 20 years ago.
Do you think that we as Americans are more infatuated with royal life than
Brits? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think Brits are like, God, leave it alone. I'm just trying to live my life.
You know why? Because they pay for it.
Yeah.
And we escaped it.
Right.
Right? 913-586-7798. We're back after this.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.